in pursuit. We're in pursuit.
Welcome to The Last Known. We're going to talk about the disappearance of Anna Majewski. And today, The Last Known, we dive into the perplexing disappearance of Anna Majewski. She's a 43-year-old wife, a mother from Malvern, Pennsylvania. Anna vanished in April 2017, leaving behind a trail of unanswered questions, and a family is desperate for her closure. Her case remains unsolved, highlighting the complexities and challenges that often accompany a missing persons investigation. Anna Majewski was born in Warsaw, Poland, and later moved to the United States, where she built a successful life. She's known for her brilliance in mathematics, a passion that led her to a career in finance. I read that her colleagues admire her dedication, her professionalism, while her friends and family cherished her warmth and kindness. At home, Anna was a devoted mother to her 4-year-old son, and she was a loving wife. She maintained a regular communication with her elderly parents who lived in Poland. And while discussing plans for visits and her family gatherings, her life appeared to have a harmonious blend of professional success and a family devotion. The days leading up to her disappearance. In the late March of 2017, Anna expressed excitement about a surprise visit to Poland to celebrate her father's 80th birthday. She discussed travel plans with her mother on March 28th, indicating her intention to bring her son along, mentioned that her husband, Alan Gould, was considering joining them. However, the following day, Anna abruptly canceled the trip via a text message that said, "Sorry, I can't come. Kisses, Anna." The message was written in proper Polish, yet the sudden change puzzled her parents. On March 30th, her father received a birthday text from Anna's phone, but it contained numerous errors, uncharacteristic for a native Polish speaker, that raised further concerns. The week of April 3rd through the 7th of 2017, Anna did not report to work during the week of April 3rd. Which was highly unusual given her strong work ethic. She communicated her absence through text messages, citing illness. Colleagues found this behavior out of character, as Anna typically preferred direct communication. During this period, Anna's mother attempted to reach her multiple times. On one occasion, Alan answered the phone, stating that Anna was unwell and would return the call when she felt better. This explanation did little to alleviate her family's growing anxiety. So the day of her disappearance, April 10th, 2017, and according to Alan, Anna left their Charleston Township home on the morning of April 10th, 2017, around 9:45 a.m., heading to work. He described her demeanor as panicked. However, Anna never arrived at the workplace, and no one reported seeing her after she left home. So, after she left April 10th, 2017, around 9:45, Anna never arrived at her workplace, and no one reported seeing her after she left home. So that could be very significant. Her employer became concerned after her continued absence. She reported her missing on April 11th. Her employer did. Allen officially reported her missing April 12th. So her employer became concerned after her continued absence and reported her missing on April 11th. Allen officially reported her missing on April 12th, stating he had not seen or heard from her since she had left for work 2 days prior. Nearly a month later, on May 8th, 2017, Anna's navy blue 2011 Audi was found abandoned in the overflow parking lot on the Ash Tree Drive in the Charlestown Meadows development, approximately about 2 miles from her home. The vehicle was backed into the parking space, a behavior friends noted was uncharacteristic of Anna. And despite extensive searches of the surrounding area, no additional evidence was uncovered. So the investigation and Alan Gould's role. Initially, Alan cooperated with the investigation, allowing police to search their home in July of 2017. However, by 2018, he had retained legal counsel and ceased communication with law enforcement. Authorities have named him a person of interest, but have not charged him with any crime. His lack of cooperation has been a significant impediment to the investigation. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So here are some unanswered questions. Anna's disappearance has left her family, friends, the community, and numerous unsolved questions. What prompted Anna to cancel her trip to Poland so abruptly? Why? Who authored the text message sent from Anna's phone, particularly the one with all the errors? Who did that? Why did Anna communicate her work absence via text message, contrary to her usual habit of calling? What caused the delay in reporting her missing to the authorities? Why did her husband wait a day after work reported her missing? Why was that? What significance does the location and positioning of her abandoned vehicle hold? And why did Alan discontinue cooperation with the investigation? In the years since Anna's disappearance, her friends, the community, have remained steadfast in their efforts to find answers. Vigils have been held near the location where her car was found. A reward of $30,000 has been offered for information leading to her whereabouts. And despite these efforts, Anna's case remains unsolved. The disappearance of Anna is a haunting mystery that underscores the challenges in missing person cases. As time passes, her family continues to seek closure, holding on to hope that new information will emerge. If you have any information regarding Anna's disappearance, please contact the Pennsylvania State Police at 6110 as the area code, 486-6280. Every piece of information, no matter how small, could be critical in bringing resolution to this case. Again, the Pennsylvania State Police, 610-486-6280. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is so important. If you remember anything from the Anna Majewski case, she's a missing woman. She's been missing since 2017. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me on The Last Known, the disappearance of Anna Majewski. Thank you so much.